6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Well, here we are, not on a Saturday night, but on a Thursday night, a special edition of AEW Collision. So Colliders assemble here on a work night. We're insane. You know, we are the sickos, as TK likes to say, because it's a work night. I got to be up at like 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, but I am here because I am committed to the bit and I love this business. And Iridian Fierro is joining me as always. What's going on, Iridian? How are you?
What is going on, Rick? Who are we on a Thursday night? What?
I don't know. I mean, I can barely show up on a Saturday. So, you know, go ahead and get me here on a Thursday. Why not? I feel like I got a couple of make goods. There's a radio term for you. I got a few make goods. I got to get in for, and I'm going to miss next Saturday. Unfortunately.
You got to get them in where you can. And here we are on a Thursday, 10 out of 10 vibes. I think that's the kind of show we'll have tonight.
Yeah. In my defense, by the way, next week, me and my wife are actually doing a rare date night. And this was like, she bought me tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
For my 36th birthday. I am now 37.
Okay.
This show got postponed for like a year and we're finally getting to go. So that's why I won't, at least I'm not working. Like, at least I'm not doing my other job. So I'm actually going to go out and have some fun on a Saturday, and I'll have to catch up on Beach Break, because they are setting up quite the shows both Wednesday and Saturday next week. Sky Blue is coming back. Tony Storm is going to be in action. So if you're a fan of women's wrestling, there's a lot to like. Obviously, we got the big cage match Wednesday night. By the way, I'll be talking to Samoa Joe for Sports Illustrated about that. So keep an eye out for that conversation next week. You can follow me on X to get that. At Rick Uccino, as it's spelled on the screen right there. But get your super chats in, get your humper chats in. We'll talk about tonight's show. And you can get in the conversation like James here, who says, good show, not a bad way to spend a Thursday night. Not a bad way to spend a Thursday night at all. Though this is usually my night to take a break from wrestling. This is like usually where I'm like, all right, Thursday is my day. I'm going to watch a ball game. I'm going to watch a movie, something. Or usually, actually, I go to sleep. I end up falling asleep at like 7 o'clock, just to catch up on all the sleep that I missed throughout the week. But hey, no, I agree. Not a bad way to spend a Thursday night.
Yeah.
We are going to try to expedite this show a little bit because, as I said, I work at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. So we had Timeless Tony Storm cut a promo from one of the box suites at the Temple Theater there in Detroit tonight. And she regaled the crowd here, Iridian, with a story of her first time in a professional wrestling ring. Get your mind out of the gutters, you pervs. She said it was messy, sweaty. She was hooked from day one. And one day this business is going to leave her body broken, her soul soiled, but it is what she was born to do. She said even the best bang, and yeah, she actually did mean it that time, does not compare to fighting for her title. She doesn't want to wait for Jamie Hayter or Mercedes Moné to win the Owen Hart. She issued an open challenge to any quote unquote slop tart who wants a fight next week at AEW Beach Break. And as we found out, it's going to be a fatal four-way title eliminator. We'll have more on that coming up. What did you think of Tony Storm's latest promo? For me, it's 10 out of 10, no notes.
No, absolutely the same. She is fantastic at her promo work, and tonight was no different. We knew exactly what she was talking about, right? We knew she was talking about wrestling us because we're not perverts. Everybody else,
no.
I don't know. Can't you? You said speak for yourself, Iridian.
I'm just being honest. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
It's crazy. She is phenomenal at what she does, and she gets you up until right the end, right? She's like, okay, get your mind out of the gutter. And same thing. That's what I wrote. I'm like, filthies in the crowd. Filthies everywhere. Shout outs to Tony for calling everyone out, but I'm excited to see Tony get in that ring and wrestle. I think it's going to be good. And Beach Bash is lining up to be fantastic. I'm so excited that I'm going to go see that I'm going to be at the show in person. So I'm very excited to see.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you are Chicago. Yeah. Big day for Chicago.
Big day for Chicago, right? Somebody had to mention it. I'm glad you did. The Pope is from the South Side, and I'm so excited. The memes. Top tier.
I don't know how I feel about, you know, God being on the side of Chicago sports fans for once. I just don't know how I feel about that, especially as a
get used to it, Rick.
It is.
We're going to be insufferable for the next years. All right. I don't know how many years, probably 20 plus.
First off, you were already insufferable. So let's just. Let's just go right there.
First of all, let's clear this up, Iridian.
We had Lexi Nair speaking to the Paragon backstage, and Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, they were all kind of a little down in the dumps here on a Thursday night following the loss to FTR in the 2 out of 3 falls match last weekend. They still believe, talking about Kyle and Roddy specifically here, that they are one of the best tag teams on the planet. They're ready to build themselves back up, and then we get a grizzled young veteran signing. They interrupt Kyle and Roddy, said they used to be the best, but now they've gotten soft. O'Reilly then issued a challenge for a match whenever GYV want one.
Yeah, that's going to be so good. There's just so many iterations of their names. I get them confused. I call them the vintage men sometimes. I don't know, but Grizzled Young Vets, 10 out of 10. And that match is going to be fantastic whenever it happens. I'm hoping it happens on Wednesday, but who knows? That's just me.
Yeah, I didn't. There were so many like match announcements.
Yeah,
I didn't catch if and when this one was going to happen. So if anybody's in the comments, please let us know. I got a lot of them. I didn't see the Grizzled Young Vets pop up. They're kind of hard to miss when they pop, especially Dude Bro with the mane, like that, those luscious locks. My God, I'm
amazing.
I'm jealous. I'm 100% jealous. Yeah, look, I'm excited to see the Grizzled Young Vets back. I think they are a welcomed addition to the tag team division, which has slowly kind of regained its ranks over the last several weeks. I think they're a great addition to it. So, yeah, sign me up. I'm looking forward to that match. We had Ricochet defeat Angelico after connecting with the Spirit Gun. Match was good. We don't need to talk about the match. We need to talk about what happened.
Jesus.
After the match, because Ricochet, for my money, is slowly turning into one of the best heels in all of professional wrestling. This dude straight up found Zach Gowen. If you're unfamiliar with Zach Gowen, former WCW, TNA, Ring of Honor star, the professional wrestler with only one leg, found him sitting ringside with his family. And then just started ripping into this man, ended up attacking members of the security team at ringside to try to goad him into getting in the ring, even pulled out a pair of scissors on one of them, started cutting that man's hair. Then Zach gets in to make the save, gets a spirit gun for his trouble, and then Ricochet steals his prosthetic leg and carries it to the back, Iridian.
Clearly, we have all lost our minds, right? Because, I mean, yes, it's been a day for Chicago. It's also been a day for Ricochet, okay? A day that, I don't know, he's gone insane. The fact that he took this man's leg, put it behind him like a baseball bat, tried to walk in it. I have never seen anything like this, I believe. Like, the disrespect was insane. The audacity, he definitely had it. And this is just a different side of Ricochet. I didn't, like somebody said in the comments, I didn't think that he had it in him. And I don't hate it, but I was also just shook. I'm like, he's really, one, cutting this man's hair. Two, taking another man's leg. Disrespectful all around. Disrespectful.
Yeah, so I died when he tried to walk in it. I did too, because he tried to put it at his knee, but it goes all the way up to the hip bone. Yeah. So it was like twice as long as what he needed it to be. But just the fact that this man had the wherewithal to even attempt that was hilarious to me. The thing that I'm like, when did prosthetic legs become like the thing in professional wrestling? Because we were just 2 weeks removed from Montez Ford beating up Johnny Gargano with a prosthetic leg that was tossed to him from the crowd. Now all of a sudden, let's just make it a thing now. Yes, ladder match. James, ladder match for the leg. Well, we're getting a match. We're getting Zach Gowen in the ring in Chicago on Wednesday against Ricochet. That has to be your match of the night, Iridian.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a night for the legs, leg day for sure. So we're going to have to see how that goes. But I don't think Ricochet is going to win. Something's going to happen. I don't know. I'm putting my money on Zach.
Okay. Interesting. Yes, I did get a haircut. Easy for you to tell. If I'm wearing a hat, my hair is too long and I need it cut. If I'm not wearing a hat, then yeah, I just got it cut and I can actually control it. So yeah, that's a tip. That's why I'm always wearing a hat, because I just hate getting haircuts and don't.
I thought this was like the Thursday special and we got like the do.
No, this is just like, you know, 2 days old. So I'm still feeling it. So, you know, just wait another week and I'll be back to just being lazy and wearing the hat again. No, but going back to Ricochet real quick, like you guys talk about who knew that he had this in him. Mm-hmm. It is still remarkable to me that he left the entertainment company.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
He left the entertainment company, came to the wrestling company, and is doing his best character work that he has ever done.
Exactly. He left entertainment to come do entertainment, and you didn't know that he could do entertainment over there. It's crazy.
Yeah, he was... the material that they were giving him, not great, right? Not a lot for him to kind of branch off of. I think it comes back to certain people fit certain systems. Tony Storm, Swerve Strickland, Ricochet. They fit the AEW model to a T. They've been allowed to explore themselves. They, fit maybe the not where everything is meticulously scripted model, where some people, they might need that, right? I think different performers fit different companies better. Ricochet is definitely thriving. You may hate him, but everything that man said in the ring tonight was factually accurate. All right. So he is doing his best work, I think, of his career thus far. We had a really, really fun 8-man tag team match. Kyle Fletcher, Trent Barreta, Rocky Romero, Lance Archer defeated Bandido, AR Fox, and the Outrunners. This was balls to the wall insane. But I got to give a special shout out to your guy, AR Fox. Again, this is somebody who stood out to me. That spot that he had, that series of moves where he skinned the cat over the top rope, but used his momentum to deliver the double stomp in the corner and then rolled backwards to hit cutters on two of his opponents. That was just absolutely spectacular. Of course, afterwards he lost.
Of course,
he was the one. Like, looked at this field and I'm like, well, we know AR Fox is losing. And that's exactly what ended up happening. Give this man some wins, some respect.
Please. And we just talked about this on Saturday, right? He had a fantastic match. I thought he was going to come out the winner. Things didn't happen like that. But I was like, okay, great. He's following the momentum that he had from a good match on Saturday. He's having a good match on Thursday. Fantastic. That same sequence I wrote down on mine. On my notes, it was incredible. And just seeing him in the ring, it's so entertaining. And he's doing so, so well. And also, Kyle and Bandido, give me more of that. That was incredible. Oh my God. Just some of the stuff that they were doing. But man, just AR Fox, we need more of him on Dynamite, more on Collision. And we can give him a win every now and then, right? Like, come on.
I think they're giving him the Daniel Garcia treatment. Like, I really, either that or they just don't have anything for him. I could be completely misreading it, but it feels like they're giving him the Daniel Garcia treatment when he was in the Continental Classic. And it was like building up the groundswell of like these great performances, but he just couldn't get over the hump. And it kind of feels like we're at the early onset stages of doing something like that. Perhaps with AR Fox, I could be completely misreading it. Maybe it turns into that. Who knows? But if he keeps performing like that, he's going to keep getting people behind him. We did get a super chat here from James again. Nobody in WWE has ever gotten over on just being the generic high flyer, and that's all they ever had for Ricochet. Even when they let him do that, let's not forget they were limiting this man to 3 minutes for X matches. toward the end of his run there. So yeah, they didn't really give him a chance to be Ricochet. I feel like if they just let him be Ricochet, he might have gotten over doing that because it worked for him in NXT. Then it got up to main roster and they didn't really let him. Remember when they gave him a world title match against Brock Lesnar and he lost in like 2 minutes?
That was great.
That was good times. Good times. Ricochet's doing just fine. I'm happy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, well. We heard from your guy, Aridian, Jon Moxley.
Oh God. You know what's so funny? He appeared on the screen and I was like, oh, Rick's going to ask me about Jon Moxley and how I felt about this promo.
Well, I ask you about everything on the show.
I know. Well, he was fine tonight. He talked about how there was going to be casualties on both sides, that he didn't need to be respected and he didn't need to be heard in the roster. He just needed Samoa Joe to show up. And that's what he was worried about. And I was like, sure, fine. It's okay. I was more excited. I was like, steel cage in Chicago. Very excited about that. The rest of the promo, I was like, whatever. Get into the ring. I've seen enough. I heard enough. Let's get in the ring.
It's definitely kind of gotten to the point where it's like, all right, yeah, enough talking. Let's start, you know, punching each other. Right. Mm-hmm. My favorite part of this was him talking about, oh, the consensus is I'm going to get my ass kicked. Yeah. There's nobody on this planet who gets their ass kicked better than me. But
silly.
I keep getting back up and Joe's got to be ready to go all night long. Mm-hmm. So that was, to me, that was it. Cause like, that was the best part of it. It signifies like what kind of match we're going to get. Like, and I agree with what Tony Schiavone said. Like, to me, I have expectations that this is going to be a very violent, a very physical, a very, it's Jon Moxley, a very bloody match that we are going to get on Wednesday night. I would be very disappointed if it fell anywhere short of that, considering the two men who are going to be locked inside that steel cage.
Yeah. Do you have a pick of who's going to win? Do you think it's going to be Samoa Joe or do you think it's going to go to Moxley?
No, I think it's Jon.
Really?
I think it's Jon. I think Jon's hanging on to it until All In Texas.
Ooh, I want it to be Samoa Joe. I think it's time.
I think we have officially reached. So, okay. Like, you remember like year 3 or 4 of Roman Reigns' title reign where every single one of his defenses, everybody's like, yeah, put it on Drew. Yeah, put it on Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on Sammy. Yeah, put it on Cody. And then they didn't put it on any of them. We've reached that point. A lot of people have reached that point. I'm not saying me necessarily because I'm a Cincinnati guy and I'll back Jon till the end. But a lot of people have reached that point in not even year one of Moxley's title reign where they're like, put it on literally anybody. Please. Call an audible. Call an audible. I think it's going to be Will Ospreay that ends up getting it. But
dang.
That's just me.
I guess.
Me. Either that or they're waiting until Darby is done climbing Mount Everest.
Darby's breaking Guinness World Records on Mount Everest. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
Well, no. This week he was only on camp 2 of 5. He still has 8 miles to climb.
Oh, my God.
Then he's got to come down. First off, he's got to make it there. Then he's got to come down.
Yeah.
Then who knows how long does it take to recover climbing up a mountain?
I don't know, but honestly, it's going to be like one day for Darby. He's going to be like, I feel great. Put me in a match.
I mean, the dude showed up to work like 2 weeks after he got hit by a bus. After he had surgery. Like,
much respect.
He either broke something. He broke something. Then he got hit by a bus. I don't know. He was the dude's nuts. All right. He's absolutely crazy. So, yeah, he might be back a week after that. I don't know. Just Ricardo saying Baldachet. Is that a thing now? Baldachet? Smashing cyborgs and taking legs. LOL. Mm-mm. Very nice. Continue to get them in. Super chats and humper chats. Send humper chats so Aridian can read something. Aridian wants to read something.
Yes, yeah, send the humper chats in. I know at the same time, I believe another Fightful live show is also going on. I know Cress is not here with us because she is out and about with Joel Pearl. Covering another show. So yeah. Shout outs to them.
All right. The cool kids are here. We got Anthony Bowens who defeated Lee Johnson. This was Honestly, a relatively easy night at the office, I think, for Anthony Bowens. He controlled so much of this matchup, and really the only reason Johnson hung around in this was because Blake Christian, which, by the way, Cresta, you can stop with your conspiracy theories that I'm Blake Christian. He was on this show tonight. I'm here tonight. Done. Over with. Okay, I can't get from Detroit to Cincinnati this quickly. I don't know. Has she ever said that on the air? Because she constantly hounds me about that off air that I look like Blake Christian and we're never on the same shows at the same time. So,
well, you know, that show, that happened in the first hour. So, I don't know.
Anyway, Christian couldn't stop Anthony Bowens from dropping Lee with the Molly Wop. And then we got a celebratory scissor with daddy ass at the end of that. I think they are really trying to build something here with Anthony Bowens and to buy into the gimmick here, which I do. He really does have everything you want out of a main event player at AEW. I think this is going to work out really, really, really well for him.
Yeah, I would hope so. You know, we want him in the main event picture. And I know he's got to work up to that. So we have to get him in the ring with main event people. So I hope that that starts happening and we really start seeing him in bigger matches. Not to say that tonight was not a big, match, because I love Lee Johnson. I think he's great. And also Blake Christian, 10 out of 10. But, you know, you're really saying that he's the pride of AEW and he is the five. What is it? The five
tool player.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's got a good theme song, great look. We've always talked about how he looks like a world champion. So I would hope that we're, you know, pushing him in that direction. I know there's a lot of steep competition, but I do think that Anthony Bowens already represents AEW in such a great, great way. So I'm excited for him in the big picture.
Just for the record, Southwest Ohio is very far away from Michigan. So yeah, there's no way I'm able to make that
drive. All right, we'll ask Crest on the weekend. We'll see.
We had the Gates of Agony call down Big Bill and Brian Keith down to the ring. These two teams picked right back up where they left off last week. This fight, however, was much better than the parking lot brawl. They stepped up the game this week. They fought up to the entrance where the Bad Apple took a crucifix bomb off the stage through a table. Then Big Bill was speared off the stage through a table. Different table, obviously. I enjoyed this much better than the whatever it was that we got last week, that parking lot brawl where we're throwing chairs at random people and or mystery people and bad camera angles and that entire mess that was last week. I thought they made up for it tonight already.
Yeah, clearly they watched us complain and just talk all, you know, what we were saying last week. But man, I was hoping that, you know, your suggestion of them starting the show off with the fight, that would have been great, but it didn't happen, whatever. But this fight was way better than what we saw in the parking lot. Breaking the tables, RIP tables, because that was fantastic. And it was just easier to follow along too. I feel like a lot of the confusion that happened last time was because we didn't really know where to look, and the cameras also didn't really know where to look. And I think that was just a major part of it. But real easy to follow along, 10 out of 10. And I hope they keep fighting like this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm good. They keep it in. Keep it in the arena.
Keep
it in the arena. They're doing just fine. A lot of mentions of Chris Jericho tonight. Do you think he might be making his way back to AEW here in the near future? Or are they just kind of floating his name out there just to kind of keep it in the ether?
I would hope they're just floating the name. We don't need Chris Jericho back. What's he going to do? For what? We might need like a mic skill, but even then, are we going to really miss a Chris Jericho promo? I honestly think that right now, the work that Brian Keith and Big Bill are doing is enough. It's showcasing them. I feel like if you bring Chris Jericho back, it's only going to take time away from them.
Man, y'all are savage, just absolute savage in the comments section. Just damn.
And you've already, I think you said the name, I've said the name once, you've said the name once. Don't say it one more time because he might show up.
He's not Beetlejuice.
Don't say it one more time, and I show up.
I don't think, anyway. I think you got to say it like three times in the row? In an order. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's not test it, though.
We got a super chat from Ryan Ben.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
And 666. Tony and Harley are the best promos in AEW, and it is not even close. Boy, what perfect timing for that, because we did get a backstage segment between Anna Jay and Harley Cameron. Are they officially calling themselves TNA?
I'm not sure. Cute. I don't think they can, but that's cute.
They say whatever the hell they want. Harley Cameron dropped a line tonight about, busting up Megan Bain's back because of that pipe that she laid in.
That was crazy. 10 out of 10 work, ladies. I appreciate it.
Harley Cameron and Tony Storm, to Orion's credit, are national treasures, both of them. They need to be protected at all costs. I really do think that they have something here with Harley and Anna. These two work really, really well together. You'll have Harley, who will throw out like her innuendo type stuff, similar to Tony, but in a much different fashion. And then Anna just comes out and says what's on everybody's mind. Like so when Harley dropped the TNA thing on Wednesday, it was like tenacity and aggression. And then Anna's just like, or tits and ass. And she's like, yeah, that too. And it's like, they work really, really well with one another, and they are going to be on beach break. They are going to face Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. And I am here for it.
Such a good match. And let's not forget that Miss Anna can do comedy too, okay? She can choke you out immediately on site. So she's ready for a fight. And I think the work that she was doing in Japan, great. I'm glad that she's back in AEW. And let's also not forget that she's also good in teams. She was with Ty Conti for a long time, and they did fantastic stuff. She was with the guys for a little bit in Dark Order. So I think she can do it all, and I'm ready for her to be showcased more. I feel like I talk about this a lot, but I'm ready for Anna Jay for her to take over the division. So,
well, maybe that's where they bring Jericho back. Maybe we can get Anna Jay-A-S.
Here we go. Jesus.
Sorry. I just could not resist.
Honestly, Megan Bain would murder him.
Here for it. We got love for Boost. The mics were strong for that brawl. Toa into the barricade sounded like a car crash, and you could hear him laughing after the spear. I missed that. I'm going to have to go back and watch that for sure.
Yeah, that too.
After we had the vignette for Anna Jay, Harley Cameron, Megan Bain, and Penelope Ford, we were introduced to my match of the night. And that was Chris Statlander defeating Willow Nightingale after connecting with, I guess we'll call it Thursday Night Fever. Tonight, this was spectacular. And look, I knew it was going to be. As somebody who was in the building for their street fight at, what was it, All Out last year, you knew that they'd be able to pick right back up where they left off, and they absolutely did. This was like, it was hard hitting. You could feel the chemistry between these two. It's like the only thing that could have ruined it was outside interference. And of course, that's what we ended up getting. We got outside interference because your boy, Wheeler Yuta, had to come down and screw things up, Iridian.
I'm so sorry. I can't be held responsible. He's going through a phase. You know, I told you he was going through a phase. Uh-huh. But I think this was such a good match. And of course, because it had a story, there was a lot of unfinished business here between the girls. And it just continued beautifully into this match tonight. Commentary was mentioning, oh, what is it? The Nightingales and the Nightingales. I was like, oh my God, I'm a Nightingale. I love it.
Nightingale. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's good.
It was so creative. I need t-shirts with that. We need the merch. I'm ready to buy. I'm here for it. Also, Willow's jacket, phenomenal. Phenomenal stuff. I honestly have no notes. 10 out of 10 for the ladies.
Yeah, no, this was really, really good. And honestly, you kind of asked for the finish, too, because you were just talking about on Saturday how you were ready to see Marina break out and like start like fighting people. So, yeah, here she goes. She punches Willow with a chain. She knocks her into the rope. What I liked here is that Statlander had no idea
that this
had happened. Right. So she takes advantage of a situation that she didn't realize that had happened, because slowly but surely, Tony Khan is correcting his mistakes of the past, and he's going to be putting these two back together. Chris Statlander and Willow getting back together. We got Harley Cameron and Anna Jay together. We've got Penelope Ford and
Megan Bain
together. Why does AEW have more women's tag teams than WWE right now? And WWE is the one with tag team titles.
I have questions. You have what, Taya Valkyrie and Deonna Purrazzo?
Yeah, so they have twice as many teams. And I'm sure there's more that I am forgetting about.
Crazy.
I'm still a little salty about last week. But Sky Blue is coming back on Wednesday. Yeah. She's going to be taking part in the title eliminator against Toni Storm and two women that we do not know yet. How do you feel about them announcing Sky Blue ahead of time instead of having her be a surprise in Chicago?
I think because if they were saying that they, you know, surprise people, and Chicago was just going to make sense that Sky would come back, especially because we kind of knew that she was already ready to go and we were just kind of waiting. So I don't think that they ruined a surprise. I'm very excited to see her. Then the fact that we got a promo from her saying like, oh, you know, I'm a violent little thing and I'm ready for it because, you know, Miss Julia's also back. So maybe again, a team, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is. To me, it signifies that we're getting like, there's going to be like an actual surprise, right? That like, if you're telling me Sky is showing up, what do we not know? So now it's like, and maybe I'm setting myself up, right? Maybe I'm setting myself up for disappointment if there isn't a surprise on either Wednesday or Saturday next week. But it at least has gotten me as a viewer more intrigued to show up. If you're giving me that, what are you not giving me? So either way, she's been out since last July with that broken ankle. We did see her at what was it, All Out Zero Hour, where she was on crutches and she got attacked by Mariah May. Would have liked to have seen Mariah May be kind of involved in this. Maybe Mariah May shows back up, but I know there's a lot of rumors that she might be done with AEW, might be going to WWE. So we'll see. It's not the first time that TK has kind of had to just drop a storyline and just move on. So we'll see what happens. Yes, go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, you know, I wouldn't hate the addition of women's tag team championships in AEW. And you can also, you know, have them go back and forth between Ring of Honor, too. If they're champs here, then they can also be defended over there and just bring them back and forth. Kind of like what WWE was doing. And then the women would go to NXT and also compete there. I think that would be a good idea. Why not?
Yeah. We got another super chat here from Reverie's Cool. And OK, I have to apologize. I do not know how to properly pronounce her name. Can anybody help me out with that? Is it?
I wish I knew.
Thekla, Thekla. I wish I knew. I'm sorry. I don't get a chance to watch a lot of overseas wrestling because of my schedule. So I know of her. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but potentially they could bring her in. They just started teasing her though. So it feels like that's going to be you know, it they might drag that one out for a little bit, but
we'll see.
We'll see. We had Kenosuke Takeshina and Josh Alexander absolutely squash the Dark Order. This was I don't have much to say. This was, unfortunately for the Dark Order, nothing more than a tune-up match for the Don Callis family ahead of their tag team bout with Will Ospreay and Hangman Adam Page on Wednesday. How do you think those two are going to coexist? Can they possibly get it done, Iridian?
Of course they are. Are you kidding me? They're incredible. They're incredible when they fight each other. They're incredible in the ring, but when it's just going to be a fantastic match. I think Will Ospreay and Hangman. I have no notes.
Thank you.
Shout out to Takeshita for tonight. Shout out to Takeshita. You did that. Yeah. And I guess Josh Alexander as well.
Yeah. Tekla. Thank you guys very much. All right. Cause I've definitely been saying that wrong. Oh boy. All right. Speedball Mike Bailey defeated Dralistico with a spinning back heel kick. Look, I think this one, as much of it as I got to watch, because I'm just going to be full transparency, I was double dipping a little bit. I was actually writing up the Sky Blue news story for SI while I was trying to watch these last two matches. Luckily, the previous one was very, very quick. From what I saw, I think this one was as good, if not better, than their original one that we had back on April the 2nd. And then afterwards, your boy Roosh came out, and we got the stare down of death, the ominous looking glare at Speedball. What did you think of this one, Iridian?
I love Speedball. So anytime we get to see him, fantastic. And he picked up the win. I was kind of rooting for Dralistico at the same time, but I'm not mad that Speedball picked up the win. Senor Roosh coming out at the end, though. Oh my God, that's potential. That's a money match right there. Honestly, that's a match that hurts.
It's going to hurt watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to hurt watching it, but I agree with you with Speedball. I said this on an episode a couple of weeks ago, but the guy fights like a Mortal Kombat character. And I just absolutely love it. He is pick your fighting game, right? You guys know what I'm trying to say, whether you want to do Tekken, whether you want to do, well, now I'm drawing a blank on any other fighting game, but I used to be a gamer. I'm not anymore. Street Fighter. Thank you. Street Fighter. That's the one I was looking for, but yeah, whichever one you want, like the guy just has this in-ring style that just screams like game fighter to me. And I love watching it in real time. Yes, I've quickly become a big admirer of Speedball Bailey in his time so far in AEW. Lastly, our main event. Apologies, guys. I did say we were going to expedite this show a little bit because, again, if you're just tuning in, I got to get up for work at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. We had Daniel Garcia and Dax Harwood fight to a no contest in the main event. So this was a match that DC knew he was going to be fighting somebody against in FTR. Did not know who it was going to be until they were introduced. It turned out to be Dax. This was a really, really snug contest. Dax ends up getting busted open fairly early in this one. You got DC just wiping the blood off on his chest. This was a different level of aggression than I think we've seen out of Daniel Garcia in the past. And I liked seeing him like up his game to that level and show a different side of himself. This ends up, you know, all hell broke loose in this one, because for whatever reason, Dax Harwood decided he was going to pick a fight with Nigel McGuinness of all people at the commentary desk already. And this has to get you very, very excited. There's only so much a man can take, though. After getting shoved down, Nigel reached his breaking point. He ends up getting in the ring. He saves Daniel Garcia from a spike pile driver. And before you know it, the match is getting thrown out. We got six dudes throwing haymakers. Well, not Stokely so much, but we had five dudes throwing haymakers, and we get DG, Nigel McGuinness and Daddy Magic standing tall to close out the show. Your boy Nigel getting dirty tonight.
I'm going to message Cresta about this later. She's got to watch this. Because first of all, Dax, how dare you? All right. How dare you go and try to intimidate Nigel? Nigel is a national treasure and honestly should be protected by everyone. So the fact that Nigel was acting professional, of course, as is his job, he's like, all right, you're the wrestler. I'm just commentating. I'm retired. Like, it's good. And then Dax was still like, no, I'm going to push you one more time. I was like, Nigel, you better swing, okay? I was ready. And then the fact that Nigel did end up going into the ring, I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. I was not expecting this, and I absolutely loved it. I was living for it. I think we need more of it, because Nigel in there with Danny, like, it was just amazing. It was just so good. And this was honestly, this was main event. All of this match was main event. That's Danny right. having those avalanche superplexes, three of them from the top rope, incredible work. Incredible.
Dude, bro, did the first ever, as far as I know, super three amigos. Like,
Jesus, 10 out of 10. I mean, gear, not 10 out of 10, because we talked about this on Saturday for Danny. But man, what a star Danny Garcia is. Truly, what a star. And if he keeps putting on matches like this, which he has, right? But just the continuation of having matches like this, of really showing what he can do, is only going to benefit him in the long run. And he is the future of AEW. I absolutely believe that.
Yeah, dropping the TNT championship did not hurt him. In fact, it might have helped. In all honesty, it might have helped him more than anything. I think he has found another gear. He seems extra motivated now. And yeah, this match was spectacular.
Yeah,
just absolutely spectacular. And yeah, we got everybody. Cresta misses two shows, and they have everything she wants on them.
Cresta, it's okay. I'll send her the links. We'll chat about it. It'll be fine.
You know, so when she comes back, you know what you're getting. You're getting three squash tag team matches and one women's match next week. So,
and
you
know, Blake Christian is going to be on.
And Blake Christian is definitely going to be on. And I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Crazy stuff.
Man, 40 minutes. Time flies. Iridian, what you got going on this week?
Make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's WREST Friends. I'm going to be chatting with Kyle Fletcher on Tuesday, right before the show. So I'm ready for that conversation. Rick, where can our beautiful followers and viewers get to you and get your interviews? Because I know you're going to be talking to Samoa Joe. So where's that going to go up?
Yes, I will be talking with Samoa Joe tomorrow. That's going to be dropping next week for the Takedown on SI. That is the wrestling-specific site for Sports Illustrated. You can get to that from sportsillustrated.com. Just got to go to the on SI section of the Sports Illustrated's website, and you can find us there under the pro wrestling section. Obviously, that's where my great team that we have assembled does all of our work. And you can get one-stop shop for all the stuff that I do at Rick Uccino on X, spelled just like you see it on the screen. So next Saturday, Collision back, Beach Break. It'll be Iridian. It'll be Cresta. You're only going to, well, are they filming the, are they, is it taped next Saturday?
We might, I don't know. Who knows? If it's taped, I'll give you guys the notes.
Either way, next Saturday, same time. Well, different time, same place. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, all three of us will be back on a show at some point. At some point. I can't tell you when, but it'll happen. Until then, subscribe to the Fightful YouTube channel. If you haven't already, subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $5.99 that you're going to spend in the business. Get all of Sean Rossat's great scoops directly from the horse's mouth. And not have to worry about improper aggregation and all of that good stuff or people just making stuff up. And if people do make stuff up online, you'll be able to know right at the bat if it's BS or not. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on a special Thursday night edition. Enjoy everything else that's going to be going on this week. We still got SmackDown this week. We still got Backlash on Saturday night. Yeah. Circle back around. We got Raw on Monday, and we'll start a whole new week again. It never ends.
Never ends. It's a cycle.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.